with spraying, little old springs, the cold water you had, because the lake would be hot, lake water be hot. Now the spring be running, boiling up and running, go there, dig you a hole down there. Yeah, they set you a jug in it, go back there, just like ice water. Just like ice water. That's right, an old gallon jug, if you want water to drink. And I said, well, no ice, you couldn't get no ice boxes. Nothing but old coal oil lamps. That's all you had, coal oil. That's what they started in those days, coal oil. Yeah, so every night you see everybody looking through yon, see them coal oil lights burning. I take a little old Vaseline bottle and make me a little light out. Put some coal oil in it, tow it in my hand.
Make a what? Make a torch?
Yeah, to make a torch for walk by at night.
Yeah.
Walk by.
You know what a flambeau was?
Yeah, sir. Yes, sir. Walk by it at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all that. And then I made, got me a piece of board and got me a big lathe bucket. Put coal oil in there and put a weak nail it all around to the board. Set it out in the river at night. And you think that's something sitting out and them mosquitoes be pouring around and things. Tell me they why the fish would be. Why them gnats and mosquitoes, that's why you catch the fish. Now next morning I go out there, anchor the boat, and cap, just pull out them old white puts, this big and striped bass, and bass, this big, 9 pounds, bass. Just sit there in the boat, just throw the hook over there. Ain't nothing but this little old casting rod. Whine. Throw it out there and let it go down to the bottom. That time you hit it and you're whining me. Oh, that was fun. Get him up there in that camp, be cutting up. Swear it right, got a good line, you'd pick him up. If you ain't, you break that line, but he ain't cut up. And come back to the bank and tell Mama, well, the guy has dinner now. They ain't got the wood for to go to the field. Don't have to buy this. Got dinner now. And oh man, them people have that fish be frying over there every day and night. I get a mini piece of fish, not like the two. Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
That day, anything tastes good then, because you're waking. And you're home and you had to eat a dive wound because you're waking then. You ain't set out this time of day, you be getting up now in the middle. The middle is to keep you hungry, walking and standing up. Can't sit out, have to squat out the field and all that and everything. And everything. When you got home, you bump in a chair or bench, you'll be glad. You'll be glad to sit there too.
When you sit down to the table to eat,
yeah, sir.
What did you put around the table?
Yeah, sir. Let's have a table made with boards and things. Boards on top of an old piece of cloth or something up on top of it, Cap. This old piece of cloth.
Okay, plate. And you ate off what?
Out of plate. Plates.
Yeah.
Put the plates up on top. Yeah, the fork, knives, everything set right up on top. But the more I eat out, just a plate. Get me a plate. Go in the kitchen, get a plate, and sit right here or right here, and just eat myself like that. That's where I eat.
Forks, knives, and a what? What
yeah.
Do you have?
Yeah, they have to have green.
Stir your coffee with you.
Yeah,
Jesus.
The spoon. Yeah, the spoon. All I want is, stir it up and put some sugar in, stir it up then. I shake it, I'll make it go together. And take that fork, I got a fork, stir it up with it and take a drink and be eating. Got greens, I ain't need nothing but these fingers. Cornbread and green. Take my finger, I ain't want no knife fork. Crumbing that bread up in there, that big hunk of lean meat there. I'm sitting here, I'm enjoying myself. Eating and taking, swallow that coffee, bite off that piece of meat, and get me a hand of green, put back my mouth, oh, I'm enjoying myself. I'm eating up.
Chew it all up and?
Yeah, sir. Chew it all up.
And then?
Yeah, drink the coffee and then get up, eat food, and then get me a big glass of water.